With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health. Now here's your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner, and we're your local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We are on a mission to transform healthcare, and how we do that is by giving the truth, spreading the truth about really what is health and how do you obtain that, and giving you the mindset on how to not only view your health, but how to take care of your health physically. And so we know right now that people want to be healthy, they want to be renewed, restored, repaired, but many times they don't know where to go. They don't know where to go, they don't know what to do. And so what we do is we have a healthcare delivery system in our clinic that allows people to be set free from the bondage of sickness, disease, or the fear of becoming sick and diseased. People that really, they don't want to be on medication. They don't want to have surgeries. They don't want to have injections or just deal with pain, sickness, and symptoms. And so what we look at is the five essentials. And the five essentials are simple because everyone agrees on them. Everyone would agree with them, but maybe people don't know how to apply them and how to utilize them to their benefit. And so that's what we do on the air and in our clinic. And so essential number one is our mindset. How do you view your body? Do you believe that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Do you know that every single cellular reaction in your body is designed to work for you and not against you, regardless of how you feel? Do you let your environment dictate your emotions? Do you let the negativity that's in our culture right now dictate your thoughts and how you feel and your emotions about the culture? So we got to start to change our mindset there, right? Number two is our spine and our nervous system. Our spine has to be healthy in order for our nervous system to be healthy. And so we really never get our spine fully checked and examined in our culture, unfortunately. And so what we do in our clinic is we see thousands of people in our clinic who've never had their spine checked. And by when they do, they realize, okay, we have to figure out how to correct this without drugs or surgery so I can not only feel great, but I want to heal great, right? And so we know that the window to the health of your body is through your spine, and we have to look there. Essential number three is our nutrition. Are we fueling our body with the right nutrients and minerals that it needs to function, or are we just feeding it crap? You know, the crap all day, the American diet, right? So we got to watch out for that. Essential number four is we have to get oxygen into our system, and we have to work towards getting as much exercise and movement as possible because we are in a sedentary lifestyle, and we have to do something proactively to combat that. And essential number five is minimize chemicals, minimize toxicity. As we look at those five essentials and as we apply that in people's lives, that's when we see transformation happen. So as we see people being told the truth about health and they change their health, transformation for generations occurs. And so that's why we have this show. That's why we do what we do. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. Our office is located at Manchester McKnight. It is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Check out all the awesome resources we have online. And also, we're always doing events in the community, complimentary events in the community and in our office, speaking at churches, speaking at businesses. And so I want to make sure that you're keeping up with all the awesome things that are happening when it comes to the health transformation of the city. So we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. Check us out. Once again, Health From Within Family Chiropractic.
So one thing that I really noticed this last couple months being in Dr. Nick's clinic is that when people come in, there's that the different mindsets that they're coming into the clinic and how they want to be healthy. And one of the things is they come in, they want to be more free. And a lot of times we ask them, what does that mean? Well, being more free and the fact that they can either be with their family, play with their family, do the things they want to do and love to do. And I'm gonna try to dive a little deeper into that. And we were talking about this yesterday, a lot of, and talking about freedom. And you know, when we think about to our freedoms, you know, we look at all of our free speech and all that things that we have in our country. What does that have to do with our health? Well, when we're free, we can do what we want, right? I think a lot of people think that we live in America, I can do what I want. But really, when you're free, or when you receive that, you know, liberty, you're able to do what you want, and you put action steps to that. And when people say that in the clinic, say, I want to be free of this pain, or I want to be free of this disease or medication, what does that mean to you? Does that mean that you just want to be free of it and then not do anything else? Or do you want to be free of it and then provide some action steps for yourself so that you can continue on that path to health? And so being in the clinic, seeing people who want to be free but also put action steps to those freedom choices, I've seen some amazing results. And then the other side is people want to be free, and they get free for a time, but sometimes those things creep back in because those action steps, whether it is one of the five essentials isn't being placed into their life, or they just haven't made the total commitment to improving their overall health, some of those freedoms are taken away again. And so I just wanted to kind of encourage you to continue to on that freedom of health, continue to have that mindset where I want to be free and I want to be able to do what I want to do, love to do, need to do, and then that'll lead to liberty in your life.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing we gotta remind ourselves of. There's so many people, they want something, they want to be healthy, they want to get off medication, they want to feel great. And I'll be honest with you, just to get rid of something, just to get rid of a symptom or get rid of a medication or a diagnosis, absolutely, we 100% agree, I want that for you, but it's not enough to maintain it. And so you got to anchor why you're wanting to get healthy, why you're wanting to feel great, look great, be the person you've been designed to be physically. Why you want to do that, right? If it can't be for vanity, it can't just be for a short term, hey, I feel great today. It has to be for something else, right? So whether it's for your kids, your grandkids, whether it's to be able to serve your church or the community better, to be able to be a better coworker so you don't have to miss days at work anymore, so you can go on any vacation you want to and you're not worried about being sick or in pain. You don't have to be worried about doped up on the next medication that the doctor's going to prescribe to you because your blood work came back bad once again. Like, we gotta anchor to something bigger than just, hey, I don't want to feel bad, right? Because at the end of the day, in our culture, we're being misled when it comes to health. We have no idea what health is, and people are basing it off of simply how they feel. But the problem is, when they do feel bad, they still ignore the problem. So that doesn't even make sense. Or if they do feel bad, they just medicate for the problem. Once again, that doesn't make sense because it's still underlying. It's still never getting to the cause. And so what we need to do in our clinic, and what we do with my hope and prayer every show, is to give somebody the knowledge that they have to look for the cause of the problem. So we got to start looking for the cause of the problem. And once we correct the cause of the problem, what happens is that then your health is unleashed, right? So the freedom and the liberty that happens whenever you are free from bondage of sickness and disease or the fear from it, when that freedom is there, you are liberated to do anything you want in your life, anything you've been called to do, and you're not held back because you're too tired. You're not held back because you're on blood pressure medication. You're not held back because you have a bad knee or you have headaches. You're not held back because you have a diagnosis of diabetes, right? We got to realize that these sicknesses, we can't, health overlaps everything in life, right? So our finances, it overlaps our relationships, our relationship with God, like it overlaps all of that. Because if we're sick and suffering or just waiting for us to be sick and suffering, then what's going to happen is we're never going to reach the potential we've been designed to reach. And so my hope and prayer for our listeners that tune in every single week, for our patients, for family and friends that are tuning in to this show, that listen, guys, that your health is in your hands. It's not your genetics. It's not your age. It's in your hands. So the outcome is yielded from what you're currently doing with your body right now or for years prior. And unfortunately, in our culture, we're being misled. We're being taught that we need another pill no matter what age. And we got to do something different about that. And understand that health is not simply how you feel. It's not simply how you look, but it's how your body's healing. It's how your body's healing and functioning. And so the spinal cord, the brain, the spinal cord, or nervous system is what controls the healing and functioning of the body. It's not your stomach, it's not your lungs, it's not your heart. Your brain controls everything, and your brain is literally hardwired through your spinal cord and through the nervous system, and the spine has to protect the spinal cord and nervous system. And so if the spine is out of position, it causes damage in the spinal cord and the nerves, causing sickness, symptom, and disease. A perfect example of this is one of our patients. Her name is Lisa. Lisa's been a patient for over a year now. She's doing awesome. Her whole family's in the clinic. But when she came in, she's a nurse. She's an RN. And she came in, she goes, I was always told like chiropractors aren't good for us. But I'll be honest with you, Dr. Nick, that I've had headaches for years now, and I have asthma, and it keeps getting worse. I keep getting put on more asthma medication. My headaches keep getting worse and more frequent. She goes, every time there's a storm front and I have a horrible headache, I have to miss work. And more importantly, I can't be the mom to my three kids. And so she goes, what's happening is I'm missing out on the quality of life right now. Because the asthma and headaches won't go away, I'm missing out on a quality of life. And she goes, I realize that I've been designed to be a better mom. I've been designed to be a better wife. And I've been designed to not have to miss out on life because of a darn headache, right? Like, what the heck? Like, the headache's not going away. They keep getting worse. This is for years, guys. She goes, I've been to the best medical doctors. I've tried these different medications and nothing's working. Nothing's working. She goes, but I understand the anatomy of the body. I understand the anatomy of the body. I understand that I've had damage in my spine from past car accidents, being a nurse, which is hard on my body, and I've never taken care of my spine. She goes, I've tried the medical route. It's not working. She goes, what do I have to lose? That's why I'm here. That's why I'm in your office. And so we did a full exam of her spine, and the biggest area I was most concerned with was in her neck. From the neck, you should have a 45-degree curve from the side, and we x-ray the spine to see what's there. I don't have x-ray vision, so we have to test to see exactly what's there. And what we found in her spine was that she had lost over 50% of the curvature in the spine, in her neck, and it was putting pressure on the disc spaces and the nerves, causing the lungs to not function correctly, and also causing damage on the nerves that went to the head, which was causing the headaches. There was also bone spurring there and arthritis that she had no idea, no one ever told her she had, because they never x-rayed her, right? And so we told Lisa, I was like, I know we can help. Since it's taking time to get there, it does take time, but we're going to see how we can help you. And so what happened is this. We started to address her spine with chiropractic care and spinal rehab, which is what we do at our clinic. And Lisa's asthma completely went away in a three-month period of time. She has not, even to this day, has not refilled her prescription for an inhaler. She has never taken medication for any breathing issues, pneumonia, bronchitis, nothing like that over the last year when before it was chronic. And her headaches have gone down by 90%. See, Lisa has her life back. She now says she's a better mom. She's feeling incredible. She doesn't take any medications whatsoever. And she's a better wife. And she can do the things she wants to do. She's not missing work anymore. And so, but it all started with her coming to our clinic, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Many times when people are listening to the show, they say, I want to see if he can help me. So the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. We'll do a full exam of your spine, a nerve system scan, and a full set of x-rays. Normally, when you come into the clinic, that's $140. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $40. Literally, you save $100. This is the catch. You just have to call now. When you call now, my team will answer the phone. They will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we will take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now for a new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, along here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner. We are your local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We know there's so many people listening in today because we are getting callers off the hook. So if you did get a voicemail, hang tight. I promise we will get back to you as soon as possible. And a couple other ways to get connected to us. You can find us on the web. We have an awesome website with great resources that you can access. And the website is called healthfromwithinstl.com. healthfromwithinstl.com. Also, I want to make sure that you guys are keeping up to date with what we're doing in the community. We are on a mission to transform healthcare, and so what we're doing in the community week in, week out is speaking at local businesses, speaking at churches, doing amazing things through different schools right now, which is pretty amazing. And so, and also we share testimonies of patients that are just are healing for the first time in their life. To the level that they deserve. And so a couple ways to get connected with us on there is Instagram and on Facebook. Just look us up, Health From Within, Family Chiropractic. We're all over there. So I want to make sure you guys are just keeping up with what we're doing. If you've never heard our show and you're wondering what we're talking about, we are talking about literally applying a new level of a healthcare delivery system in our culture. We know it's not easy to do. We understand that that with the powers that be, with the big hospitals, all the medical device companies, all the pharmaceutical companies, that they're filling the needs that people are requesting. So what's happening right now is we see quite a few medical doctors and medical practitioners in our clinic. And so what's happening is that they know that what we're doing in our chiropractic office is changing lives for the better. Everyone knows that, but what's happening is that the average American is going to the doctor and they're expecting another pill, and they're literally asking for another pill. They're going into the urgent care saying, I've been sick for 4 hours, give me an antibiotic. How do I know that? Because I have family members that work in urgent cares. We have neighbors that work in urgent care where people are literally, they're not even letting their body heal, and they're going into request for medication. It's unbelievable what's happening right now. And so right now in North America, we make up 5% of the world's population. We take 80% of the world's drugs. 5% taking 80%? That doesn't even make sense. I mean, we're in an absolute crisis right now. And it doesn't just go for adults, guys. This isn't just for geriatric population. I mean, this is insane. 623,000 children, 5 and under, in America are taking a psychotropic medication. I'm going to say that again. 623,000 American children under 5 years old are on a psychotropic medication today. Are you kidding me with that? Wow. Those kids can't, their brain isn't fully developed yet. How is that even legal to prescribe the medication? Don't get me wrong, there's a place for meds, it can save your life. But a 5-year-old child or an under is on taking a psychotropic medication, like it doesn't even make sense, right? And so we're an absolute crisis. And if you're putting up blinders on and think that our healthcare model is good, then your eyes are not open, right? You're literally blinded by this. Right, you're blinded by what the media is saying. You're blinded by what we're being lied to about. At the end of the day, it got there because as a culture, human nature, as a culture, we want our health to come to us easy, so it better be convenient. We better stay comfortable trying to get healthy, and it better be cheap. Our insurance better cover it. You guys, we cannot let Medicare or insurance companies dictate what's right or wrong with our health. It's just not working. That's how we've gotten into this position where we're at, right? We keep getting sicker and sicker every single year. No matter how much more money we throw at certain type of chronic disease research, the numbers aren't getting better. They're getting worse. I mean, the statistics are out there. I mean, look at your family. Look at the people around you. Like, how many people are getting sicker and sicker? And so we got to step back and say, listen, hold up, pump the brakes. What's currently happening in our culture isn't working, and we got to do something drastically different. We got to do something drastically different. We got to be set aside. We got to go down to the narrow path, which is harder to do, right? It's harder to do in our culture. It's easier to be sick in our culture than it is to be healthy. Most people would agree with that. I mean, just drive down Manchester and look how many fast food places there are versus healthy organic places to go. It's far outweighs the sick side of things, right? And so understand that there's not a gray area when it comes to your health. Either you're moving in the right direction or you're moving in the wrong direction. And once we can wrap our head around that, then we start to ask more questions, don't we? Don't we start to ask more questions? We say, like, well, what else can I do? And so what we do is we focus on the 5 essentials to health, not just 5 good ideas, but actually the 5 essentials to health. So essential number 1 is our mindset. We have to have the right mindset. Number 2 is, if your spine is not healthy, there's no way you can be healthy. I'll say it again. If your spine is not healthy, there's no way you can be healthy. Why is that? Because the brain, spinal cord, and nervous system is what controls every single healing function of your body. For your heart to beat right now, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, your brain controls it all. It's not Dr. Nick research. Medical research shows this. I even remember in school when they're teaching us the different systems of the body, they call the central nervous system is the master control system of the body. It says that in medical books. It says it's the computer system of the body. Second graders learn this, but we're not taught to take care of our spine. until one day when you have a bad disc or when you have numbness and tingling down your leg. Oh, maybe I'll try to take care of my spine now. But no, our spine should be taken care of from the get-go, from birth, right? Essential number three is our nutrition. We have to look at nutrition. We're not looking for perfection with nutrition, but we're looking for progress. We can no longer say, well, I didn't know that anymore, can we? I can't say I didn't know that anymore. We got to know exactly what we're eating and how, what it's going to do for our body. But we're going to have days where we're going to slip off. But we got to know what we're eating and know that it can impact our health for the better or for the worse. And number four is we got to exercise. You guys know we are sitting is the new smoking. We are in a sedentary lifestyle where if we don't move our joints, we're going to get arthritis. If we don't use our lungs or our heart, we're going to get lung issues. We're going to get cardiovascular issues. We got to exercise every day. My rule is we should sweat every day. No matter how you do it, you got to sweat every day. And then number five is you have to minimize toxicity. There's a level of toxicity in our culture right now that is astronomical. It's astronomical, and it's getting worse, and it's affecting younger people more than ever before in history. And it's time that we change that. But first we got to do is we got to wake up to that. We got to know what's currently happening and what we shouldn't be doing, right? What's currently happening and what we shouldn't be doing. Those are two things that we got to wrap our head around and realize that you deserve to be well. You deserve to be healthy. It's not going to come easy, but it's way easier than being sick and suffering.
Yeah, so a lot of things, you know, we talk about the five essentials, and the five essentials are a healthcare delivery system. And the reason why it's a healthcare delivery system is because it's in a salutogenic or vitalistic model. And what that is, a salutogenic model is when we go on offense for our health. We're not looking at pathogens. We're not looking at diseases. We see dis-ease in our body, and we do things to prevent that. The reason why a lot of people are either skeptical to come to a chiropractor or skeptical to that kind of model is because they're in the pathogenic model. Pathogenesis or pathogenic model, they're looking at a disease. They're looking at a broken bone, right? We need that model for crisis care. Absolutely. But we need to develop this salutogenic model even more because there's so much sickness and disease chronically in our culture today that there has to be a shift. And the reason why there's so many people on these medications or they're going through these unnecessary surgeries is because they go to the pathogenic model first, and that's a crisis model. If they go to the salutogenic model, which is the five essentials that we teach in our, you know, our
proactive,
clinics.
Right? Proactive.
Yeah, proactive. Just like, you know, you're not going to go out and I'm going to go exercise so that I can take care of my obesity, or I'm going to exercise so I can take care of my diabetes. No, I'm exercising so that my body can adapt to the environment, adapt to the things I might be eating. Then it takes care of those things. Well, it gets to the cause of it. It's the same thing with all aspects of life. And so if we can just switch our mindsets to go after that salutogenic model and really focus on that, to where we're doing the things necessary, like eating right, getting rid of toxins, getting our spines checked and adjusted so that we can have greater life, and then we will prevent these things from happening. Then we won't need the pathogenic model as much. And then when the commercial comes on with a purple pill, we say, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I won't need that anymore because I built that pill.
The thing is, it's like, and I know there's a lot of people listening out there right now who are watching on Facebook Live right now, who are like, well, yeah, I live that way. I want to be proactive with my health. But let's face it, like, and I've been there before, but like, hey, I'm going to look good this summer, so I'm going to get exercise to look good this summer on the beach. I'll go on this, I got a big wedding. I haven't seen a lot of family members in a while, so I'm going to start eating healthy because of that, right? And so in life, we think like, well, there's these markers in life where it's like, hey, I want to lose weight. I want to get healthy for X, Y, or Z, which, listen, I there's nothing wrong with that. But we got to anchor to something bigger. We got to anchor to something greater that your body's designed to heal. It wants to heal for you. And what happens is whenever you're getting your spine adjusted, whenever you're eating cleaner, whenever you're detoxing your body, it's not for how you look or how you feel. It's not to just get rid of a diagnosis. Of course, that will happen. But it's not just to get off medication, but it's anchoring to something where you understand the chemistry of your body without having your MD or your DC license, right? You don't have to be a doctor to understand my body needs this, so I'm going to do it, to be proactive. And instead of just being reactive or trying to get skinny. That's not a lifestyle, right? So we got to look at this as a lifestyle, right? And so one of the patients that we absolutely love in our clinic, his name is Scott. he was one of those guys that's like, I'm going to work really hard. I'm going to retire early. And I don't really care what I put my body through. And so he was one of those guys that came in, an old mechanic, and he says, yeah, I've had mid-back pain and sciatica for years, and I heard chiropractors are crazy. And I'll never forget, he goes, listen, I'm going to gamble on you. I'll never forget that. This is a gamble. I go, no. What you've been doing for the last 40 years is a gamble, because you haven't taken care of yourself for 40 years. You haven't never had your spine checked for 40 years. You've been on medication for how long? 10 years, right? And so that's a gamble. Not proactively taking care of your health is a gamble. I said, Scott, this is the best ROI you're going to ever get with what the time and energy put into this. And so Scott goes, okay, I'm going to do it. But before we even started him with care, we had to x-ray his spine. The reason that we had to x-ray his spine, because we don't guess, we test. So we had to see if he had scoliosis in his lower back. We also had to see if he had a curvature in his lower back. And so if you're not aware of this, but from the side, you must have a 45-degree curve in your lower back. It acts as a spring in the spine. He had lost 100% of his curvature in his lower back. It was at 0 degrees out of 45 degrees. It was a no-brainer what was causing it. You didn't have to be a doctor to say, well, I don't know if that's good or bad. No. Healthy is a 45-degree curve from the side. And Scott, you're at zero. He goes, okay, I guess I need to fix that. So we started to adjust Scott. And Scott's been under care for 2 months now, guys. And his back pain is completely gone. His mid-back pain that he's had for years is completely gone. And his sciatica has gone down by 50%. Do you think Scott's happy? Absolutely. He's screaming from the rooftops that this isn't a gamble. It's the best thing he's ever done. Now he's able to be on 30-foot ladders painting in the outside of his house when 2 months ago he didn't even think about doing that, right? And so he's got his life back. He's not limited by that anymore. But taking care of your spine is not a gamble. It's the best investment you could ever do. And so I know many people are listening right now. Maybe they've never had their spine checked. Maybe they're struggling with the mid-back pain right in between the shoulder blades. Maybe they're struggling with the sciatica. Listen, let's stop just guessing what's wrong. And let's figure out what's causing it. But Scott had to come in for that to happen. He couldn't just Google that, right? He had to come in to see what his spine looked like. So normally, to come into our office as a new patient appointment, it's $140. That covers the entire new patient appointment, nervous system scan, x-rays, and that way we know exactly what's happening. But if you're listening to this show right now, it's only $40. Literally, you save $100 when you come into the clinic. This is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and you got to call now. Okay, the reason that we do that is because we open up specific times during the week for radio show callers to get you in as soon as we possibly can. Why? Because if I can help you, why would I make you wait? Why would I make you wait if I can help you, right? We don't want to do that. And so our office is located at Manchester and McKnight in Rock Hill. Instead of it being $140, it's only $40. Save $100. You just got to call now. When you call, my team will schedule you, and they'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner. We're your local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airways. Man, it has been an incredible show today. People are calling off the hook, which is great. So if you're getting voicemails, hang tight. I promise you we will call you back. If you are wanting to get connected with us online, we have so many great resources on our website. The website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. Also, we are all over social media with everything that we're doing. And why are we loud with all the events that we do? Why are we loud with us being on the radio, Facebook Live with the radio, with me speaking at churches and businesses, and with our testimonies of our patients? Because you know what? There's too much sickness being promoted right now. There's too much disease being promoted. There's more drugs. There's more vaccines. There's more everything you could ever imagine when it comes to a diagnosis of sickness and disease. And it's a fear-mongering model that's happening right now. And the doctors aren't at fault. The nurses are not at fault. It's not the surgeon's fault. It's not the oncologist's fault. It's our system. It's the broken model that we have that I believe the patients over time have led us there, right? They want to be convenient. They want to be comfortable with their health, and they all want to be medicated. Really, they don't want to be medicated, but what do they want? They want the quick fix, which in turn makes them what? Medicated. Does that make sense? So listen, there's a time and place for medication, but it should never be used for chronic care. It should never be used for chronic care. It should be for life-saving care. And so once we understand that our body is fearfully and wonderfully made, literally at the core, do we truly believe that? If we believe that our body is fearfully and wonderfully made at the core, that is the foundation of our belief, then we think twice about what we do to our body. We must think twice about the medication we take. We must think twice about the chronic diagnosis that we've been taught that we have that's really a chronic lifestyle-induced diagnosis. Not because it ran in your family, not because you're 40 or 50 years old. No, no, no. It's because it's what you've done or not done to your body for years that's led you to that point. And this is not condemnation. It's just we must be convicted in that. And we're not looking for perfection. Believe me, no one's perfect when it comes to their health. But we can't just say, well, I don't know why I'm sick, or I don't know why I'm unhealthy. I don't know why I can't lose the weight. I don't know why. If you follow the five essentials of health and healing, you're going to get the results that you deserve. And the results you deserve is to be healthy, and you should be free of sickness and disease. You should feel the way you should feel. You should feel the way you want to feel. You should look the way you want to look over time. And understand that if we follow these five essentials as part of our lifestyle, that is your healthcare model, okay? Life-saving crisis sick care model is hospital, surgery, medication. Is there a place for it? Absolutely. Absolutely. But not as our first line of defense. It doesn't make sense for it to be the first line of defense. It was never designed to be the first line of defense. Medicine, surgery, injections was all designed to be last option. When it's in an emergency room, okay? That's when you go there. Not for chronic lifestyle-induced diseases that or things that we've just ignored for years have now gotten out of control. So what are the five essentials? Essential number one is our mindset. We have to have the right type of mindset. We have to understand that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that you're designed to heal, your body desires to heal, and there's interferences that we can put in the way of it, starting in between our ears, mentally, right? If we're thinking like everybody else thinks about their body, if we're living like the culture lives when it comes to health, we're going to get the same results. We're going to get the same results. So we got to change our mindset. Number two is we have to have a healthy spine. This is not a good idea. It is absolutely vital for your health, starting from the birth process to the day you die. Your body, your spine must be functioning optimally so your nervous system can function and heal the body optimally. Okay, so we got to make sure that our spine is healthy. Our spine must be healthy. Not that it feels great, but it must be healthy, which then in turn, you feel great, okay? Can't base the health of the spine off of how you feel. You have to get it checked. Number three is you got to eat clean, get the right nutrients and minerals of the body. This is huge, guys. In our culture, we are sick from the standard American diet, and it's getting worse. Number four is we got to move. We got to get our heart rate up, get our lungs opened up. We got to sweat every single day. That's a rule of mine. And then number five is we have to minimize chemicals. We got to minimize toxicity. If we're not focused on this and being proactive with detoxing, then we're just gonna fall victim to what's happening in our culture. And so we got to do something different, guys. And I shared a stat earlier. Getting healthy is not just for adults. Getting healthy is for our children as well. Right now in America, there's 623,000. That's right, 1,000 5-year-olds or younger taking a psychotropic medication. Think about that. Marinate in that thought for a second. I mean, what does that mean? 623,000 kids in America, 5 years and younger, are taking a psychotropic medication? Like, I just can't even fathom that. Their brain's not even fully developed to handle their environmental stresses. I got a 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and 1-year-old. Like, they don't need medication. That would probably make them crazier, right? Like, They're kids. Let them be kids. Let them figure out how to process their environment. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be anxious sometimes. We just got to figure out, like, talk them through that. Let's walk them through that. So, guys, there's hope. There's another way to do this. We don't have to medicate children. And our country's doing that. I mean, this is our medical model. We talked in the first segment, like, health is your first freedom. Well, what does that do to kids? That locks their brain up. It literally puts them in a bondage of a diagnosis and a medication that they're relying for many times the rest of their life. And so I think we got to just change our mindset and start to think differently about what's happening to us as adults and kids.
Yeah, it's super, like, disheartening. Like, it makes my heart hurt to hear that stat. And to me, in my opinion, it's because people go and they run to that pathogenic model first, where they look at that, they don't know what's going on. And those psychotropic drugs could be from, they get on them from bedwetting to ADHD. Mm-hmm. Bedwetting, taking the psychotropic drug, that doesn't make sense.
Doesn't even make sense.
But they think it's because it's a mental thing.
Yeah.
And so they get on that thing. And so they're not looking at the cause because they're looking for a quick fix.
Yep.
I want my kid to stop wetting the bed.
Yep. And unfortunately, sometimes it works with the symptom because it shuts their brain down. So their brain can't even tell their bladder when to work.
And then they go down another cascade of problems to where they're anxious or they're depressed. And so it's just so disheartening to see that. And then their little freedoms are just kind of stripped away. And that's not what our forefathers wanted for us when they thought of freedom for our country.
That's right.
And especially for our health. And if we want to increase our health and increase our way to adapt into our environment, we have to look first to the cause. And most of these causes are from our central nervous system. Yep. Our central nervous system, once it's on point and there's no interference within it, then it can allow our bodies to heal from above down, inside out, not from outside in. And so that's something that we focus on in the clinic. That's something I focus on very much with my own family. I have 5 kids that have gone through bedwetting, that have gone through some of these things. They were not on psychotropic drugs, but my kids are still thriving and continue to thrive. And we get them on the path that they need to be to help them have the freedom they need in their life. So
yeah, and that's kind of like when you're talking about like your kids and just. I just can't imagine, like, because the short term fix is Medicaid, right? I mean, that's when your kids are acting nuts, they're bedwetting, their skin's bad, you name it, whatever it is. The short term fix is, oh man, I'm really busy, so I'm gonna go to take them to the doctor, and I hope I get a script for this problem. Listen, as a parent, that sounds way easier.
That's what the commercial says.
That's what the commercial says, right? The problem is this: is that people don't realize what that's the damage it's doing to the body. And so, listen, guys, our goal is to transform healthcare. And it comes in all forms when people come into our clinic. I always share a testimony every segment. This one's about Angela. Absolutely love her in the clinic. She's awesome. She came in and she's like super fit, right? So she's a trainer, super fit, eats super clean. She goes, Dr. Nick, I can't exercise anymore. I want to be able to exercise. And so I go, what's wrong? She goes, well, I have hip pain so bad in my right hip that no matter what I do, I could barely stand for long periods of time. I can't even get on elliptical anymore. Like, it's just getting worse. But listen, you from the outside, she looks super healthy, right? She goes, I even take all these supplements. I've been doing essential oils to help bring down inflammation. I'm taking all these supplements, which, by the way, all the supplements were great. The essential oils were awesome. Like, everything was great. But at the end of the day, we say there's no pill, potion, or lotion that's going to control your healing. There's no pill, potion, or lotion that's ever going to control the healing process. Listen, if it was a muscle issue, it would have already gone away. Don't you think, Angela? She goes, yep, that's why I'm here. So we did a full exam of her spine. We checked out her posture, range of motion. We did a nervous system scan, and we did a full set of x-rays, and we saw degeneration in her lower back. She had no idea. She's in her early 40s. She has arthritis in her lower back, bone spurring in her lower back, and she was never told that she has a scoliosis in her lower back. From the back, your spine should be straight up and down. Hers was at 20 degrees. She had no idea. Putting pressure on the nerves that were going to her right hip. Who would have thought? X-rays don't lie. They tell the truth. They're black and white. Simple. Well, fast forward. It's been about 6 months since Angela's under care. Her hip pain is completely gone. Low back pain is completely gone. Arthritis is starting to reverse. Inflammation is coming down. She goes, I didn't tell you this, Dr. Nick, but I've always had gut issues. I just thought it ran in the family. My digestion is better. I'm sleeping better. Your office changed my life. Your office changed my life. And so it all started with her coming to the clinic. And so what I will tell you is that many times when people are listening to the show, they want to come into the office. And normally to come into our clinic, it's $140. But if you're listening to the show right now and you're like, I need to schedule an appointment. I need to see if you can help me with this. Back pain, hip pain, or arthritis. It's only $40 if you call in right now. That's the catch. You just got to call in right now. Okay. So when you call, we will schedule you for your new patient appointment and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now to schedule your new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Dane Reiner, and we are local Maximize Living chiropractors here in the St. Louis region. We are here to transform healthcare. Yep, I said it. We're here to transform healthcare. Is it going to be hard? Absolutely. But you know who's going to do it? Our patients, our community, our culture. Once they understand where health comes from and how to take control of their health and how to be liberated with their health choices to get amazing results with their health, that's when things happen. That's when things change. I'll be honest with you guys. I've been in practice for 11 years, and 11 years ago, there was Whole Foods. That's it. There's only one grocery store that was actually carried healthy things. And then all of a sudden, like Steerbergs and Schnucks started carrying healthy organic things. And then all of a sudden, like Trader Joe's came into town. And then all of a sudden, like Fresh Thyme came into town. And then Lucky's Market came into town. And there's still more and more growing, right? And there's now the Steerbergs and Schnucks carries as much healthy stuff as some of the big top name brands, right? And so even Aldi's went organic. I mean, think about this. So what happened in 10 years of time from when I got into practice to now, when it comes to food demand, is miraculous. You know what changed that? The customers, their clients, their patients demanded X, Y, or Z type of food to be carried. And what happened is the distributors, let's say the pharmaceutical companies, the food manufacturers, the grocery stores answered your requests. So the more that we demand and request a change in our healthcare and what's being provided for us, starting with what you do with your life, the more great results you're going to get. And so with what we're doing in our clinic, what we're doing on the radio show, listen, guys, this is something that's unprecedented when it comes to chiropractic care, right? I mean, our goal is to see people transform their health from the inside out, from above down, inside out, not from the outside in. Pills, potions, and lotions will never heal you. Will never heal you. The nervous system is the only thing that can heal you, right? So once we take out the interferences in the spine and the nervous system, that's when true healing can take place. That's when, if you're taking supplements, that's when you can absorb and digest and assimilate these supplements. If you're eating a kale salad every day, that's when your body can digest kale salads like it should. If you're exercising every day, that's when your heart and lungs can adapt to the stressful environment that you're putting it under, right? If you're trying to detox and you're getting your spine adjusted, that's when your liver can fully detox at its optimal potential. Lifestyle things matter, guys. Don't get me wrong. Like eating clean, exercising, detoxing, having the right mindset, that's all part of what we do in our clinic and what we recommend in our clinic. But you can do all of that. But if you miss taking care of your spine, you're missing the most important thing. You're missing the most important thing, and I got to harp on this every single week. So I want to let you guys know this, that your body is miraculous. It is miraculous. There's miracles that are happening this second that's your body's working for you, never against you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and once you start to look and see the hypocrisy that's happening in our culture, that we don't want to become a statistic, we don't want to become another person on a medication, we don't want to become a person who's on multiple medications. Once you start to wrap our heads around that, that's when lifestyle changes. That's when transformation occurs. And that's what we want in our clinic. That's what we want for you. So every show, our hope and prayer is that we're touching somebody's life, we're getting them to see the unseen, and getting them to realize that health, the health results where they're at today, good or bad, that's been years of what you've done or not done to your body. And the amazing thing is this, you can turn your health around. You can turn your health around. Why? Because your body wants to heal. It's waiting to heal for you. It's waiting to heal for you. And so once we understand the gravity of what health means, that it means to heal and function, and that it comes from within and not from the outside in, that's when miracles happen.
Yeah, you know, the profession that gets it, and we get it too, is, you know, take care of our teeth, right? We see our teeth every day. We know, we understand that those need to be taken care of, where we brush, you know, one or two times a day. We go see the dentist six, you know, two times a month or 2 times a year.
Yeah.
Every 6 months, that's what I was going to say. And then we forget totally about our spines. It's in the back. We don't see it. We don't, you know, worry about it until it falls apart or until we have that sciatica. And, you know, we were talking about arthritis earlier, and one of the worst places in our bodies to get arthritis is our spines. Why is that? Because it houses the control system of our body. And our armor, which is our spinal column, when it's damaged or when it's put in those improper positions, then it can develop that arthritis. And then, leads to sickness, it leads to diseases, it leads to pressure on the nervous system, and our bodies can't function and heal like it should. And so, you know, you talk about somebody with knee pain, they have arthritis in their knee, and they say, I'm just getting old, and their other knee's fine. Both knees are going at the same time. And so with our spines, the same thing is happening. We're not just getting old. There's something that happened sometime in our life that caused our spine to be either out of place, out of the wrong alignment, out of the proper motion, and whatever it is, that we need to get it checked. And the only people that know and really specialize in that and understand that we can check it, we can remove that interference, is when you come to a chiropractic office. And especially when you come to one that specializes in spinal correction. And we can get those proper curvatures in the spine from the back and also from the side. And so a lot of times when people come and ask me, hey, I have these issues going on in my back, do you think you can help? And then we say, yes, but we have to look. First, we have to see what it looks like. We're not going to guess. We're going to test. We got to understand if there's arthritis in there, what can we do to stop it? And what can we do to keep it from getting worse? Because like I said, that's the worst spot we can have for arthritis in our spine.
And the reason why it's so bad is because it starts to just wear and tear on the disc spaces. It starts to wear and tear on the nervous system. And all of a sudden you have numbness and tingling down your leg chronically. And you're like, oh, I thought I just lifted something heavy. No. It's been going that way for years. And so, you know, I want to give you guys hope when it comes to health and healing once you start to apply the principles of healing, once you start to really take a good examine where you are and how you got there, it may be difficult. Don't get me wrong. It may be challenging to look at yourself in the mirror, figuratively and literally, right? And say, man, how did I get here? What are all the things that my body's been through for years? How did I get to this point? Own it and change and take action. That's when transformation occurs. But if we're not realizing that what we've done or not done to our body for years can impact us either positively or negatively, and we're just thinking about yesterday or last weekend, it's a fallacy, right? It's just a lie. You know, your body's where you're at today has taken years to get there. 5, 10, 15, 20 years, a lifetime to get there. And so it's okay to own that, right? It's okay to own that, take ownership, take responsibility, because unfortunately most people don't in our culture. So be the one of the few that takes responsibility for their health problems. And you can't blame it on your age. You can't blame it on your genes. You have to blame it on what you've done or not done to your body and how your body's actually functioning and healing. And once we own that, and we understand the truth about health, that it comes from within, and you have to apply the 5 essentials of healing: mindset, healthy spine, nutrition, exercise, and detox. Man, I tell you what, when actions apply to those steps, that's when we see transformation happen. That's when we see patients losing 20 pounds. That's when we see patients getting off 3 medications. That's when we see people sleeping 8 to 9 hours a night when before they're sleeping 4 hours a night. That's when we see a young couple who couldn't get pregnant now gets pregnant. That's when we see a baby who comes in with colic and eczema and can't crawl, digestive issues go away, skin problems go away, and now they're crawling. As a matter of fact, they're walking, right? And so think about that. Transformation doesn't just happen overnight. It takes a mental process to walk through. How'd you get there? Okay, where are you at now? Where do you want to go? And what are the steps to get there? That's what we do in our clinic. You know, the show we talked about, Lisa, who has suffered with asthma and headaches. Now she doesn't have asthma. Now her headaches are 90% better. Listen, she's able to do things she wants to do and she's not held back by breathing issues anymore. We talked about Scott, who had mid-back pain, sciatica. He's doing immensely better. And he was a skeptic of chiropractic care. Guess what? It didn't matter if he was a skeptic. It still worked. It's not a placebo effect, guys. I heard that last week. It's not a placebo effect. The patient can believe it, but it's not a placebo effect. Why? Because we took pressure off the nervous system with a chiropractic adjustment and the body did what it's supposed to do, which is heal itself. It's not a belief. It's just a fact. It's just how the body works. Believe it, right? Believe it. Scott's doing immensely better. We talked about Angela, who had arthritis and hip pain, couldn't exercise. No matter what supplements she took, no matter what essential oils she used, no matter what personal trainer she went to, no matter how many times she stretched her lower back, she never knew she had a degeneration in her spine. She never knew she had scoliosis in her spine. No one ever told her that. No one ever told her she had arthritis. And the only way we found out was with x-rays. The only way we find out. And so week in, week out, we see hundreds of people come into our clinic who want to be healthy, and they're on this journey of being healthy, and we're walking them through that process. But the first step is always, where do you get started? And I'll be honest with you, you know, it's people many times don't know where to go, right? And so one of those people was Tony. Tony was a patient that came in, and he was suffering with neck pain, with arm pain, and numbness and tingling in his hand. He also had acid reflux, but his coworker told him to listen to the radio show and call in. And so Tony called in, and he goes, Dr. Nick, biggest thing is I have neck pain, I have numbness and tingling in my arm, and even down in my hand. It's waking me up at night, and nothing seems to be working. I've been to the best surgeons, I've been to the neurologists, and they said, listen, we're going to have to do surgery when it gets bad enough. And he goes, Tony said, well, it is bad enough. They're going, no, we're going to have to wait till it gets worse so insurance would cover it. So Tony was at a loss, right? He came in, he goes, man, if you can help me, this is going to change my life. That's what he said. If you can help me, it's going to change my life. And so looked at Tony's cervical spine. We had to do a full exam of his nervous system, did a nervous system scan and a full set of x-rays. And from the side, you have to have a 45-degree curve in your neck, and his was at 0 degrees. So he had lost 100% of the curvature in the neck. And we're going to see the bone spurs and arthritis and degeneration and really the decay on the lower bones in his neck, putting pressure on the disc spaces, and those are the nerves. That's where the nerves come out and go down to the hands. X-rays don't lie. They're black and white. We started to adjust Tony's spine, and within 4 months, Tony's neck pain, arm numbness and tingling, the hands numb at night, waking him up, went away. His neck pain was gone after 15 years of struggling with it. His numbness and tingling was completely gone. And he goes, Dr. Nick, I haven't slept through the night consistently for years. I can't remember the last time. And now I'm sleeping every night consistently. And he goes, that acid reflux that I had when I first came in is now gone as well. I go, isn't it funny, Tony? I never adjusted your stomach, did I? He goes, nope, you adjusted my spine, released the pressure off the nerves, and guess what started to work, Dr. Nick? My stomach started to work like it should. And so listen, I know there's a lot of people that need help. And so if you're listening right now and you want to see if we can help you with your neck, arm, numbness, tingling, or acid reflux, normally to come in the office is $140. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You just got to call right now. This covers your entire new patient appointment and your full set of x-rays. The number to call, well, when you call this number, we will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now for a new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Hope you have an awesome week. God bless, and tune in next time.